We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
On the Badger Sports Network, from Learfield IMG College, welcome to the Greg Gard Show, brought to you by Great Dane Pub and Brewing Company, celebrating 25 years and counting, your official coaches radio show sponsor on the Badger Sports Network. Now, here's the voice of the Badgers, Matt LePay.
Welcome to the Greg Gard Show, pre-recorded edition this week. We'll be back live next Monday night at 6 at the Great Dane Hill. Dale, our coaches show sponsor all season long, all throughout football, basketball, and hockey, and the Great Dane Hilldale. Great Dane locations all across Madison, celebrating 25 years as Madison's best friend. A split week for the Wisconsin Badgers last week. On the home floor, a late run by a much-improved Illinois team allowed the Illini to get out of town, a one-point winner, 71-70. But then, a few days later, the Badgers were back on the road where suddenly they've been really good. After struggling their first five trips away from the Kohl Center, the last three all in true road venues has gone Wisconsin's way. And in fact, on Saturday at the Bryce Jordan Center, Wisconsin never trailed. Took a while for both teams to score, but the Badgers never did trail en route to a 58-49 win. What a game it was for Micah Potter, a double-double, career highs in both points and rebounds. 24 and 13 were his totals. Brad Davison with 11 points and a career-best 13 rebounds for the junior out of Maple Grove, Minnesota. So the Badgers become the first Big Ten Conference team to win three times away from home. How the narrative has changed in the last few weeks for the Wisconsin Badgers. Let's take you back to Saturday at the Bryce Jordan Center. Crowd of better than 10,000 on hand to watch a Penn State team that's been playing pretty well this season. But the Badgers took the crowd out of it, virtually wire to wire.
Brad, left-hand dribble, a step back three straight away. Back rim no good. Reavers trying to control. Wall comes out of there with it. Oh, a big offensive rebound for Tyler Wall. King of the top. Inside feed. Reavers catches, slam dunk. It counts and a foul. Oh, what a look as Penn State caught napping inside. Reavers the catch, the flush, and it's an and one for Nate King between the circles. Flips to Anderson, back to King. Shot clock at 7. King against Stevens. Kobe fades, flips right of the lane. Good. Wow, that's a tough shot. You're Lamar Stevens. You did all you could. Kobe just a little better. 47-39, Wisconsin with 7:08 remaining. Trevor flips to Davison, high on the right, loops it inside. Potter catches, 10 on the shot clock. Potter against Lamar Stevens. Micah backing, and backing, low on the right, up and in. Grown man work, Micah Potter. 52-43, Wisconsin with 4.5 minutes to play. Shot clock is at 10, bounce pass Potter. Bases up on Watkins, shooting is Potter, hitting is Micah Potter. Oh, what a game he is having today for the Wisconsin Badgers. 56-46, Wisconsin with 2:50 remaining. King still on the dribble, retreats, two Lions chasing, a throw out of Anderson, curls off the right wing, Trevor in the lane, up left hand, money. Trevor Anderson, his first points of the game. 58-49, Wisconsin with a minute and a half to play.
58-49 win. Gives the Badgers their 10th victory of the season. They improved to 3-2 in the conference, and this week of challenging games will get started tomorrow night on the home court, 8 o'clock tip at the Kohl Center against the Maryland Terrapins, and then Friday at the Breslin Center in East Lansing. Been a couple of years since the Badgers have made the trip over to Michigan State, but they'll take on Tom Izzo's Spartans, a 6 o'clock tip Central Time on Friday. We'll take a break, and when we come back, we'll get things started with head coach Greg Gard in a couple of minutes on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
Say there was a place, the perfect place for the everyday things you need to take care of around the house. The squeaky hinges and burned out bulbs. The toilets that run and faucets that don't. That perfect place wouldn't be a warehouse. It'd be just the right size. It would be an Ace. Around the block, what you need in stock, with people who know their stuff. Welcome to the Home Convenience Store.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Yeah, there's a whole lot of crazy out there. So take it from Wisconsin's best BMX freestylers when it comes to driving.
Do that? Drunk? Dude, that would be really crazy.
Because you can't rock a Superman on the trails if you're a trashed man in cuffs heading to jail. So drive sober or get pulled over.
Get the free Drive Sober app with Find a Ride and designated driver features and more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Zero in Wisconsin. Together, we can save lives.
Wisconsin DOT.
It's back and bigger than ever. Menards Bag Sale. Get 15% off everything you can fit into the bag, even sale items. From paint to power tools, batteries to bath faucets, cabinet hardware, light bulbs, and more. Just get them in the bag and save 15%. Now, during Menards Bag Sale, save 15% on everything you can fit into the bag, even sale items. Hurry in and pick up a bag in store today. Sale ends January 18th.
Save big money at Menards.
It's the strong, steady game that prevails. I know. I'm Andy North, pro golfer, two-time U.S. Open winner, and businessman. With high deal activity and available cash, this is a seller's market. And Baker Tilly Capital's business advisors help you make the deals and bypass the bunkers along the way. Tap into their knowledge. Connect with them at BakerTilly.com.
Securities are offered through Baker Tilly Capital, LLC. Member FINRA and SIPC.
Mr. Baseball Bob Uecker and his pal Tony.
That's quite a grill you got there, Bob.
Yeah, it's kind of cool. You just push a button and the top opens to put on your delicious using your sausage. Push it again and she closes up.
It's like a retractable roof.
You got it, buddy. Sunny days, leave it open. Rainy days, close it up. My brats are always perfect.
Because you got a roof?
No, because they're from Usinger's. The roof looks cool too, though, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Look for Usinger's famous sausage at your local grocer and make your tailgates taste great.
Pre-recorded edition of the Greg Gard Show tonight, brought to you by the good folks at the Great Dane Pub and Brewery. We'll be back there next Monday at 6 o'clock along these Badger Network stations. Well, first off, let's recap the week that was, and with Saturday going on the road again, and again a good result. It again shows the help that a Micah Potter can give you in many ways. The shooting, let's start with that, because I remember chatting with you and Joe Krabbenhoff last year, maybe around this time after Micah had been practicing for a few weeks. And I asked Joe, I said, anything, you know, maybe surprise you a little bit? I don't think he wanted to use the word surprise, but he did say Micah can shoot it a little better than what you guys thought. I don't know if you saw 4-for-6 from three coming right away, but you knew, you brought him here for a reason. You knew he could shoot it a little bit, right?
Yeah, I mean, obviously he's a good player. Watched him in high school and obviously had, his early part of his development at Ohio State. But we learned that pretty quickly about a year ago this time, just on the scout team. He's obviously, there's free reign on the scout team, so it's there's no thing that's labeled a bad shot, so to speak. So, but his skill set in terms of being able to do that, and obviously he was able to do it with a you know, not maybe as much of a price tag attached to it on the possession with the scout team. So he has the ability to do that. You know, there was a few on Saturday that I took the oh no because I couldn't tell in the first half because of the distance and the depth perception that I have from where I was standing, where he exactly was at, because I couldn't see the lines per se and some of the shadowing. But yeah, I mean, he felt comfortable. He got some confidence going, got the first one to go in, and found himself open and took advantage of it.
Seems like he avoided the proverbial heat check, though, that a lot of guys, it's an easy one to fall into, right? You feel good, so you touch it, you get across half court, you let it fly. Did a pretty good job, it seems.
You know what? Where he learned that from, I think, is from Tuesday night, or Wednesday night against Illinois. Right. He took a very untimely shot in the second half that led to a breakout three the other end that really kind of ignited Illinois down the stretch. And I think that was a good lesson for him in terms of how the type of shots that we have to get on every possession are important, specifically as we come down the stretch of a game trying to close a game out. So I think my guess is, I haven't asked him about it, but my guess, he filed that one away, and because we had talked about it after the game and the next day in the film session. And he, obviously, that's good to see that he learns, and the quality of his shots that he took for the most part were really good.
Greg, you talk a lot about culture here, and it's been really strong for a long time. And one of the things that Mike Lucas and I have noticed here, and especially in the last couple of weeks, you go back to the Ohio State game, Tyler Wall had extended minutes, and that meant that Aleem Ford was on the bench for extended minutes. Late in the game, Aleem comes off the bench in a timeout, chest bumps Tyler Wall. At the end on Saturday, Nate Reavers, limited minutes, had foul issues, Micah playing well. End of the game, Nate's coming off the bench, chest bumping Micah Potter. That kind of shows maybe what you're talking about, what you guys always stress as a staff, to play for each other. These guys seem to be listening.
Yeah, they do, and I think that's anytime you can – we want unselfish guys. And there's a point in time when, yeah, you've got to go make your own play and those type of things. But what I see is that they're happy for each other, and that's a good thing. There's inner – petty jealousies that sometimes take places on teams and within programs. And this group understands, as I tell them all the time, I don't care who does it, as long as the guy that's wearing a Wisconsin jersey does it. So we need contributions from different places. The bench is a great weapon. I think this group is developing in a point where we understand it's a group of 9, 10, if Walt's involved at times. But we've had to practice that way. I think maybe that how we've had to change practice with the injuries to my coaching staff and and Hedstrom, that it's maybe united this group a little bit more, because they've had to compete, as we've called it, good on good. I mean, there's other good players that maybe aren't playing as much. But I think I don't know if it's any one thing that's kind of ignited this, but they appreciate and understand how valuable each teammate is, and the guys off the bench have done a great job.
All right, we'll take a break. Badgers hosting Maryland tomorrow night, 8 o'clock tip at the Kohl's Center. In the meantime, we'll continue with the Greg Gard Show in just a couple of minutes on the Badgers Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
Check out the late night eats at the Great Dane Pub and Brewing Company. From our Great Dane All-American Burger, nachos and cheese curds, to class comfort food like our Wisconsin-style mac and cheese, the Great Dane will satisfy your late night appetite. Enjoy fast and attentive service, world-famous specialty beers, and delicious late night dining at all of our 4 Madison area Great Dane locations. Our late night menu is available starting at 10 p.m. weekdays and 11 p.m. Friday and Saturday. Stop in tonight. For more information and menu availability, please visit greatdanepub.com.
Rail Transport is one of the nation's largest, safest, and most successful trucking companies. For nearly 60 years, Rail has been delivering confidence and satisfaction to our customers and outstanding professional career opportunities ranging from office to maintenance to driving and training. As a Wisconsin-based company, we're a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Learn more about our transportation solutions and careers at railtransport.com.
You know, being a Badger fan is about more than the game. It's about family. That's why you're invited to join the American Family Insurance Badger Fam Club. Visit amfam.com/badgers to become a member. Fam Club members will enjoy exclusive content and be entered for a chance to win the ultimate college basketball championship experience, an all-expenses-paid trip to the basketball championship games. Visit amfam.com/badgers today.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783. No purchase necessary. Get official rules at amfam.com/badgers.
Hey, Badger fans, it's Matza Matt for Brew Pub Pizza. UW basketball games are a lot like your appetite, big, fierce, and intense. That's why it takes a bold pizza like Brew Pub Lots of Matza Pizzas to be the official product of the Wisconsin Badgers. Topped with premium meats and veggies, then smothered in over half a pound of award-winning mozzarella cheese made right here in Wisconsin, every Brew Pub Pizza is a swish of delish. Score one today from your favorite local grocery store and follow us on social media at Brew Pub Pizza. Brew Pub Lots of Matza Pizza, proud supporter of Wisconsin Athletics.
Pre-recorded edition of the Great Guard Show tonight, brought to you by the good folks at the Great Dane Pub and Brewery. We'll be back there next Monday at 6 o'clock along these Badger Network stations. Well, first off, let's recap the week that was, and with Saturday going on the road again, and again a good result. It again shows the help that a Micah Potter can give you in many ways. The shooting, let's start with that, because I remember chatting with you and Joe Krabbenhoff last year, maybe around this time after Micah had been practicing for a few weeks. And I asked Joe, I said, anything, you know, maybe surprise you a little bit? I don't think he wanted to use the word surprise, but he did say Micah can shoot it a little better than what you guys thought. I don't know if you saw 4-for-6 from three coming right away, but you knew, you brought him here for a reason. You knew he could shoot it a little bit, right?
Yeah, I mean, obviously he's a good player. Watched him in high school and obviously had, you know, his early part of his development at Ohio State. But we learned that pretty quickly about a year ago this time, just on the scout team. He's obviously, there's free reign on the scout team. So it's there's no thing that's labeled a bad shot, so to speak. So, but his skill set in terms of being able to do that, and obviously he was able to do it with a, you know, not maybe as much of a price tag attached to it on the possession with the scout team. So he has the ability to do that. And there was a few on Saturday that I took the oh no, because I couldn't tell in the first half because of the distance and the depth perception that I have from where I was standing, where he exactly was at, because I couldn't see the lines per se and some of the shadowing. But he felt comfortable. He got some confidence going, got the first one to go in and found himself open and took advantage of it.
Seems like he avoided the proverbial heat check, though, that a lot of guys, it's an easy one to fall into, right? You feel good, so you touch it, you get across half court, you let it fly. Did a pretty good job, it seems.
You know what, where he learned that from, I think, is from Tuesday night, Wednesday night against Illinois. Right. He took a very untimely shot in the second half that led to a breakout three the other end that really kind of ignited Illinois down the stretch. And I think that was a good lesson for him in terms of how the type of shots that we have to get on every possession are important, specifically as we come down the stretch of a game trying to close a game out. So I think my guess is, I haven't asked him about it, but my guess, he filed that one away. And because we had talked about it after the game the next day in the film session. And he, obviously, that's good to see that he learns, and the quality of his shots that he took for the most part were really good.
Greg, you talk a lot about culture here, and it's been really strong for a long time. And one of the things that Mike Lucas and I have noticed here, in especially in the last couple of weeks, you go back to the Ohio State game, Tyler Wall had extended minutes, and that meant that Aleem Ford was on the bench for extended minutes. Late in the game, Aleem comes off the bench in a timeout, chest bumps Tyler Wall. At the end on Saturday, Nate Reavers, limited minutes, had foul issues, Micah playing well. End of the game, Nate's coming off the bench, chest bumping Micah Potter. That kind of shows maybe what you're talking about, what you guys always stress as a staff, to play for each other. These guys seem to be listening.
Yeah, they do, and I think that's anytime you can – we want unselfish guys. And there's a point in time when, yeah, you've got to go make your own play and those type of things. But what I see is that they're happy for each other, and that's a good thing. There's inner – petty jealousies that sometimes take places on teams and within programs. And this group understands, as I tell them all the time, I don't care who does it, as long as the guy that's wearing a Wisconsin jersey does it. So we need contributions from different places. The bench is a great weapon. I think it's this group is developing in a point where we understand it's a group of 9-10 if Walt's involved at times. But we've had to practice that way. I think maybe that how we've had to change practice with the injuries to my coaching staff and Hedstrom, that it's maybe united this group a little bit more, because they've had to compete, as we've called it, good on good. I mean, there's other good players that maybe aren't playing as much, but I think there's I don't know if it's any one thing that's kind of ignited this, but they appreciate and understand how valuable each teammate is. And the guys off the bench have done a great job.
All right, we'll take a break. Badgers hosting Maryland tomorrow night, 8 o'clock tip at the Kohl's Center. In the meantime, we'll continue with the Greg Gard Show in just a couple of minutes on the Badgers Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
At UW Health, we understand that being world-class means providing the most advanced care available. Take, for example, the work of sports medicine surgeon and UW Badger team physician, Dr. Jeffrey Baer. He and his team are able to repair articular cartilage lesions in the knee by transplanting healthy cartilage from the same knee. A remarkable procedure that helps athletes return to the game sooner. Dr. Jeffrey Baer, helping UW Health define the future of medicine. UW Health. Remarkable.
At U.S. Cellular, we're keeping the holiday spirit alive with deals that'll make you want to sing.
Switched and got a phone for free. Fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. With no activation fees. Fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la.
Get yourself what you really want this holiday season. Switch to U.S. Cellular and get a free smartphone with no activation fees. U.S. Cellular. Choose fair.
Unlimited Even Better Plan. New line port in credit approval. Qualified smartphone purchase and device protection plus required. Comes via monthly bill credit. Additional terms apply.
Hey Badger fans, today's game is brought to you by the official product partners of the Kohl's Center and Wisconsin Athletics. Proud partners include Johnsonville Brats, Uncle Phil's Mustard, Old Dutch Tortilla Chips and Dutch Crunch Potato Chips, Brew Pub, Lots of Matzah Pizza, Shermake Hot Dogs, and Pepsi. You can find all of these great products on game day at concession stands throughout the Kohl's Center. Thank you to all of our official product partners on Wisconsin.
Hi, I'm Andy North, pro golfer, two-time U.S. Open champ, and Baker Tilly client. You know, a par 5 forces you to take the long view, see the big picture. When you work with Baker Tilly, their tax, accounting, and advisory pros show you the big picture financially. They leverage their cross-industry know-how to maximize opportunities. I depend on Baker Tilly to be my valued business advisor. Down the fairway, to the green. Connect with them at BakerTilly.com.
Greg Gard Show brought to you all season long by the good folks at the Great Dane Pub and Brewing Company, your game day destination and your coach's show sponsor all season long here along the Badger Network. Maryland Terrapins coming in tomorrow night, 8 o'clock tip-off at the Kohl's Center. Very talented team. What happened to them Friday happened to Michigan State Sunday at Purdue. Okay, they had a bad game, but they are gifted, right, with Cowan, Jalen Smith, so on and so forth.
Yeah, Wiggins, Ayala. I mean, you go up and down the lineup. I mean, other than really Fernando, most of that grew from last year's back. So they are. I mean, we've all gone through those games that we saw. Maybe they played at Iowa. Iowa played well, too, and that's a tough place to play. You know, they did it to Indiana at Maryland. Maryland really put it on them in the second half, and we obviously talked a little bit about Purdue and Michigan State yesterday. But, yeah, I mean, it's a really gifted group, really talented. It starts with the point guard. And he's one of the top three in the league, along with the guy we're going to see on Friday night, Cassius Winston and Xavier Simpson at Michigan, the three, I think, best point guards in the league. So when you have a guard that's that experienced as a senior and that talented – and then you got other pieces around him. It makes for a really good team.
Jalen Smith, his nickname is Sticks. He's not quite the stick figure this year. He's put on some good weight. You know, I'm sure he would tell you he still wants to get bigger. But this guy, you know, he can block shots. He can do a little bit of everything.
He can. He's expanded his game a little bit more to three. Shooting it here recently, shooting it really well. And as you mentioned, he's blocking shots. And Aaron Wiggins and Daryl Marcel, and like I mentioned, Aiello off the bench. Really, I think he led him in scoring a year ago here at 18. And so we're going to have our hands full. We're going to have to play really well and hopefully get a home crowd that's really raucous.
There's another name there that's not going to be familiar to a lot of fans, although I think people in basketball circles are familiar. Shoal Marial from South Sudan, 7'2", wingspan 7'8". He'd been hurt better, you know, 2+ years. He's played a handful of games. But he was one of those pretty highly regarded recruits, right? I mean, the skill set.
Yeah, evident. I mean, you can tell. I mean, he's all of 7'3" or whatever it looks like, at least on tape. And he impacts the game in that way defensively. And I think he's getting more comfortable and developing a little bit offensively. And now they had two freshmen, the Mitchell twins, transfer out around break that were playing. One of them was actually starting a few games. So it's opened up a window of opportunity for Charles Mariel to come in and play. And obviously, he's worked to get better, and like, it's a good compliment to go along Jalen Smith.
And then you got Michigan State, as you mentioned, on the road Friday. I know it's one game at a time, but it's just the way it is, right? You're going to get a lot of questions about, boy, this look at this one-ranked team after another. Life in the Big Ten.
Yeah, I mean, it is what it is. I mean, that's why this is the best league in the country. It's why these players come here to play against this type of competition in these venues and these stages night after night after night. Been here 18 years. I've never seen it this deep, this good. But obviously, we've got two here this week that are as good as, you know, two of the top 10, 15 teams in the country right now.
You know, looking ahead really quick, I mean, I have the feeling you and I could have the same conversation today as we had in 2002 regarding Michigan State. Make or miss, you better bust it back, right? And you better be ready to hit the glass. That just hasn't changed.
Yeah, that doesn't change. I mean, most of the playbook is even the same. I could dig out when we were doing them, but even before computers, we used to handwrite them all. What they do, I mean, they're good at, why change what works, you know? And by and large, our playbook hasn't changed. We've evolved a little bit based on our personnel year to year, tweak a few things here and there. But by and large, the pillars of the program, they defend, they rebound, they run, they make you guard and get back in transition. You got to be physical on the glass. And obviously, it helps when you get really good players and probably the best point guard in the country.
Yep, Cassius Winston is his name. Worry about those guys on Friday, but first Maryland in tomorrow night. We'll take a break. Back with our remaining minutes with head coach Greg Gard in a couple of minutes. This is the Badger Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
Check out the late night eats at the Great Dane Pub and Brewing Company. From our Great Dane All-American Burger, nachos and cheese curds to class comfort food like our Wisconsin-style mac and cheese, the Great Dane will satisfy your late night appetite. Enjoy fast and attentive service, world-famous specialty beers, and delicious late night dining at all of our four Madison area Great Dane locations. Our late night menu is available starting at 10 p.m. weekdays and 11 p.m. Friday and Saturday. Stop in tonight. For more information and menu availability, please visit greatdanepub.com.
Yeah, there's a whole lot of insane out there. So take it from Wisconsin's best jammers, blockers, and pivots. When it comes to driving,
drive sober on the road,
no matter how many wheels you roll.
Because you can't lap the pack with an OWI riding your back. So ladies and guys, drive sober or get pulled over. And get the free Drive Sober app with Find a Ride and Designated Driver features and more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Zero in Wisconsin. Together, we can save lives.
Wisconsin DOT.
You know, being a Badger fan is about more than the game. It's about family. That's why you're invited to join the American Family Insurance Badger Fam Club. Visit amfam.com/badgers to become a member. Fam Club members will enjoy exclusive content and be entered for a chance to win the ultimate college basketball championship experience, an all-expenses-paid trip to the basketball championship games. Visit amfam.com/badgers today.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783. No purchase necessary. Get official rules at amfam.com/badgers.
Hi, this is Pat Richter. Oak Park Place offers a community centered around your lifestyle. Time spent enjoying the comforts of your apartment space and with neighbors that have become like family. Choose the fit that is right for you, from independent living to assisted living, memory care, and short-term rehabilitation after a hospital stay. Find independence when you want it and assistance when you need it. Locations on Madison's East Side, the Nakoma neighborhood, Janesville, and Baraboo. Visit oakparkplace.com to learn more about available accommodations in each community setting.
Badgers and the Terps tomorrow night at the Kohl Center, 8 o'clock tip. And Coach Gard and his staff always focused on the present, but at the same time, you keep an eye out for the guys who have signed on the dotted line. We'll be here next year, a very talented group of five and putting together very good seasons, especially Johnny Davis. He was pretty good the other night up at lacrosse. Huh?
Yeah, and I've seen that he had 44, I was told, and text with him a little bit on Saturday before our game, so... yeah, he's been playing well. Obviously, Jordan is running mate there. He's twin at Central. They're having a really good year. It's a really good team. And Lauren Bowman's doing well over at Orchard Lake St. Mary's. He had 28 a week ago. I talked to him a couple nights after the game, and They're just jumping back into their second semester starting class. So, and then the two big guys out of Minnesota, Stephen Kral and Ben Carlson, both, like I said, two of the better big men in the Midwest. And I just, as I told them back when they committed and signed in the fall, I'm not going to bug you much during the year. We'll show up and we'll watch you and we'll talk to you, but you need to enjoy your senior year and don't fast forward. Don't wish it away. Don't wish you were here or wish you get to the summer when you get down here. That'll come fast enough. You get one last lap around the track as a high school student athlete. Go try to win a state championship and have the fun that you deserve with that and enjoy it with your teammates.
It's interesting you say that because the more seemingly things have changed in sports and in basketball, the more they stay the same because of what you just said. That's a message that you, Coach Ryan, that's been going on forever, right? Don't change that part. Right?
Exactly. I think we're just living such a society that everybody wants, if you compare it to a book, everybody wants to skip to the last chapter, you know, and figure out, well, how's this all going to end? And they need to enjoy this process. Chapter 1, 2, 5, 10, 12, whatever, as they walk through it. And I really try to emphasize that because they can get caught up. They get pulled in so many different directions and get so many voices in their head and in their ear at times that can be misleading. You know, you really boil it down to what's really important. Enjoy your time at your high school because you're not going to get that back. You think high school goes fast? Wait till you get to college. That'll be the same message when they get here. Enjoy this. And I always have our freshmen turn and look back in our film room, the first meeting at our seniors, and say, hey, you think that you're never going to get to the end? Because the freshman year can be long and very challenging at times, but ask the seniors how fast this has gone by, and they only have a few months left, and I always get a lot of nods from the back row. So we try to be consistent with that message to enjoy the journey.
I've talked with Paul Christ about this too. I mean, that's a compliment to the program and to the culture, because maybe not every program, you know, those who play 4 years, it doesn't always go fast, but here it seems, if not unanimous, awfully close to it, where they look up and all of a sudden they've got a senior day approaching. That's a good thing, though, right, when they say it flies by?
It is, because they're enjoying it. I think you get such a – obviously I'm biased, but you get such a well-rounded, positive experience here on the floor, in the classrooms, socially. You meet your people that are going to be your friends for the best friends for the rest of your lives. You're probably going to be in each other's weddings more than likely and share a lot of lifetime stories. So, like I said, you have like-minded people here that are enjoying this and want to be part of something bigger than themselves. And when you've got that right mix, it makes it really, really enjoyable. It goes fast, but I always, every once in a while, I remind them to hit the pause button, look around, enjoy it, soak it in, because there will be a day when all you can do is throw on that highlight tape.
Final question, goofball question. I had not heard Olivia Decker sing before until last Wednesday night. Wow, is she good? Did you know that?
No, I did not know that. Okay. She was really good. Yeah, obviously not taking any singing lessons from Sam.
Absolutely.
No, it was great to see her and catch up with her, shoot around. I got a few stories how Sam is doing over in Russia, and he's doing well. And actually, she was headed over to spend some time with him. She had wrapped up the bowl season for football and had a little break on her BTN basketball coverage, so she was able to get over and see him for a while.
She's working like crazy. Two great people, two great families, the Harlan family and the Decker family. Stay with us. More to come as we continue with the Coach Guard Show in a couple of minutes on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
Rail Transport is one of the nation's largest, safest, and most successful trucking companies. For nearly 60 years, Rail has been delivering confidence and satisfaction to our customers and outstanding professional career opportunities ranging from office to maintenance to driving and training. As a Wisconsin-based company, we're a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Learn more about our transportation solutions and careers at railtransport.com.
Hey Badger fans, today's game is brought to you by the official product partners of the Kohl Center and Wisconsin Athletics. Proud partners include Johnsonville Brats, Uncle Phil's Mustard, Old Dutch Tortilla Chips and Dutch Crunch Potato Chips, Brew Pub, Lots of Matzah Pizza, Shermake Hot Dogs, and Pepsi. You can find all of these great products on game day at concession stands throughout the Kohl Center. Thank you to all of our official product partners on Wisconsin.
Alliant Energy Community Connections, powering beyond in the communities we serve. Alliant Energy's Drive Out Hunger golf outing raises money from business partners to support food banks in Iowa and Wisconsin. This year, Drive Out Hunger raised more than $450,000 to support 7 food banks through Wisconsin and Iowa. Since 2007, we've put more than 14.8 million meals on family tables. Alliant Energy, powering beyond in the communities we serve.
Check out the late night eats at the Great Dane Pub and Brewing Company. From our Great Dane All-American Burger, nachos and cheese curds to class comfort food like our Wisconsin-style mac and cheese, the Great Dane will satisfy your late night appetite. Enjoy fast and attentive service, world-famous specialty beers, and delicious late night dining at all of our four Madison area Great Dane locations. Our late night menu is available starting at 10 p.m. weekdays and 11 p.m. Friday and Saturday. Stop in tonight. For more information and menu availability, please visit greatdanepub.com.
Hey, Badger fans, it's Matza Matt for Brew Pub Pizza. UW basketball games are a lot like your appetite. Big, fierce, and intense. That's why it takes a bold pizza like Brew Pub Lots of Matza Pizzas to be the official product of the Wisconsin Badgers. Topped with premium meats and veggies, then smothered in over half a pound of award-winning mozzarella cheese made right here in Wisconsin, every Brew Pub Pizza is a swish of delish. Score one today from your favorite local grocery store and follow us on social media at Brew Pub Pizza. Brew Pub Lots of Matza Pizza, proud supporter of Wisconsin Athletics.
As this Big Ten season moves along, Badgers continue to go through a tough stretch. Penn State game obviously behind them. Maryland comes into the Kohl Center tomorrow night, and then it's back on the road Friday against Michigan State. So one ranked team after another. And Mike, one of the things that I think you hope in Wisconsin's behalf that will start to help is the growth from the bench. Brevin Pritzel obviously can get you a lot of production. Tyler Wall, having Micah Potter. You look around the league and some second units, if you want to call it that. Illinois, I think, gets some contributions off of its bench. But those second units can be vital here as you go through the grind of a Big Ten season.
We've listened to Greg Gard talk about what Micah Potter has already meant as far as Nate Reavers. They've been able to cut back on Reavers' minutes, and his efficiency, overall efficiency, has gone up. We really haven't seen Gardo use both of his bigs together. I think there was a brief sequence at Tennessee, but then Micah got into foul trouble. And that's certainly an option going down the road. But moreover, the bench, I think, takes some of the pressure off the starters as long as the bench is productive. And it has been at various times this year because they bring in a diverse group of players. They're not all the same guy. Mm-hmm. So when he does go to the bench, he can go there for a reason. For instance, Micah Potter being the big, he can replace Nate Reavers. He can bring Trevor Anderson in if he feels like he needs a true point guard, at least someone who's got probably the best point guard mentality on the roster. Mm-hmm. Tyler Wall is instant energy. You put a Tyler Wall into the game and that's what you get, right? Yeah. And so you can go up and down the list of where you need a shooter. Who's the best shooter on this team? I would think you could make an argument for Brevin Pritzel. Absolutely. So each has a strength, and I think that's what I like the most about it for Greg, that he can go look down his bench and figure out what do I need right now, more so than anything else, if that's the case, if that's his thinking.
Yeah, and what he's been able to do, too, is kind of measure the minutes. You mentioned with Nate Reavers. Like, you know, Tyler Wall, the Ohio State game stood out because he kept him out there. He needed him. He was the difference in the game. But he's like a 16 or so minute a game guy. Trevor Anderson, we've talked about it a lot, coming off the knee surgery. And if he gets you that 12 to 13, you know, maybe more if needed, but you I think now he has a pretty good idea, he being Greg Gard, of, you know, what the max number of minutes, not just for Nate, but maybe some other guys as well. There's always exceptions, but as a general rule, it seems like he has an idea.
No, I agree with you. And the one thing, because we know Greg Gard as well as we both know him, he's so very conscious of how his team is playing defense. And a lot of his substitution pattern will have a bearing on what he's just seen on the floor. And if they're not playing good defense, that's going to factor into his thinking on how he subs and who would best help the team then. So it's a process for him. And I think that what it makes it exciting from game to game. It changes a little bit. The flavor of the opponent does, and the matchup certainly changed. And so that makes it even more challenging, I think, for head coaches. And it's not just Greg Gard, it's everybody in this league, as you mentioned. We saw it the other night with Illinois, 8-man, 9-man bench, and you've got to try to get the most out of it, especially in this league where you get beat down, you get worn out from game to game.
Yeah, so actually, we know with Ohio State on the other side of it, with when Kyle Young had been out, missed some time, that was a short bench that Chris Holdman had, and I think that cost Ohio State. Your point about the defense with Greg, though, is spot on, because I was struck in our conversation with them after the Illinois game. Now, it seemed like it was, you know, Illinois had a flurry at the beginning of the second half, and of course the flurry in the final 4 or 5 minutes of the game.
But Greg mentioned he didn't feel comfortable all night long, which at first glance you're thinking, well, what do you mean? Illinois shot 39%. But he's peeling off the layer of any of the analytics. He just didn't like some communication breakdowns and just some uncharacteristic mistakes that this team made on the defensive end that may not have always resulted in baskets, but he knows they will if it doesn't get corrected.
No, and we know his singular focus is on what his guys do. But we talked about it during the broadcast. Illinois has a lot of different weapons, and they have been the outlier in college basketball this year by playing two bigs for a majority or high percentage of the time. But beyond having the bigs, they have quickness and athleticism that they can surround the two bigs with. And that's what we saw that late in the game. They weren't shooting a high percentage from three, but they've got some good players who can make threes. I think he's got all the pieces right now. Illinois's got all the pieces right now. It remains to be seen how they all fit together as we move closer and closer to March. But that's a dangerous team. Don't you agree?
Yeah, it is. And it seems to be well coached, too. You watch the development. Here's a case in point. Ayo Dosunmu, who hit that big three. Everybody in the league knows how good he is going to his right. And if you're Brad Davison, you have to honor that. It's one of those, I think, even Greg talked about it, you can kind of live with that, where he staggered back and Dosunmu just slammed on the brakes and then, hit a tough three. That's the growth. And Bishanishvili, too, I thought he seems like a guy who's been asked to change his roles because they have the other big in Kofi Coburn. But when Coburn's on the bench and Georgie Bishanishvili goes back to his old role, you figure you're reminded of how good he is when he sits in the block, his ability to make that quick spin move and get buckets.
He's a tremendous communicator, too, because being down on court side, he's the one that's talking. He communicates more than anybody else on the defensive end. He made a pretty good defensive stop at final possession of the game, cutting off Dimitri Trice as he was trying to get to the rim. And he did so without fouling him, because that was the mindset for Trice. He was trying to get as close as possible to Cam, maybe for a layup or maybe to get to the free throw line. And there wasn't the foul. And that's just a good, solid defensive rotation. So he means a lot to the team. And then they've gotten the emergence of Alan Griffin, too, who made some clutch shoes. They made threes. We've seen Wisconsin go to Ohio State and rally. I mean, that from night to night, we were talking about it last week about the Michigan game and how the Wolverines had to go to double overtime to beat Purdue on their home floor and how it was back and forth, number of lead changes. But that's the league right now, right? Yeah. I don't think we're being cliche or we're not being homers for the Big Ten. I don't know that there's a team that'll make a deep run in the tournament. Don't know that right now.
Yeah.
But from top to bottom, I don't know that this is a conference that's more competitive.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I would agree. And I know a lot of the more casual fans, or you listen to a lot of national general sports talk guys, they say, we don't pay attention to college basketball until March. That's fine. Everybody has an option to do that. But there's a lot of good games that go on in December, January, February, not to mention November for that matter, especially the way the Badgers scheduled. We'll take a break. We come back, we'll take a look at the week ahead with the Maryland Terrapins and the Michigan State Spartans. More to come in a couple of minutes of the Badger Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
Hi, Badger fans. Matt LePay here for UPS. Your customers want more from your business. You've got to make more happen. If they're in Madison or on the other side of the world, globally or locally, UPS is building solutions to help businesses give their customers exactly what they want. More. Made easy. UPS, the official logistics company of Wisconsin Athletics.
Say there was a place, the perfect place for the everyday things you need to take care of around the house. The squeaky hinges and burned out bulbs. The toilets that run and faucets that don't. That perfect place wouldn't be a warehouse. It'd be just the right size. It would be an Ace. Around the block, what you need in stock, with people who know their stuff. Welcome to the Home Convenience Store.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
It's a well-known fact that some types of breast cancer are inherited. They are passed down from parents to children, affecting women and sometimes men, generation after generation. A family history of breast cancer can leave you feeling anxious and alone. At the UW Health Breast Center's High Risk Paths Clinic, our specialists can help you determine your risk, offer support, and stand by your side every step of the way. UW Health. Remarkable.
Hey, Badger fans, today's game is brought to you by the official product partners of the Kohl Center and Wisconsin Athletics. Proud partners include Johnsonville Brats, Uncle Phil's Mustard, Old Dutch Tortilla Chips and Dutch Crunch Potato Chips, Brew Pub, Lots of Matzah Pizza, Sure Make Hot Dogs, and Pepsi. You can find all of these great products on game day at concession stands throughout the Kohl Center. Thank you to all of our official product partners on Wisconsin. Yeah, there's a whole lot of crazy out there. So take it from Wisconsin's best BMX freestylers when it comes to driving.
Do that?
Drunk?
Dude, that would be really crazy.
Because you can't rock a Superman on the trails if you're a trashed man in cuffs heading to jail. So drive sober or get pulled over.
Get the free Drive Sober app with Find a Ride and designated driver features and more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Zero in Wisconsin. Together, we can save lives.
Wisconsin DOT.
Maryland Terrapins come to town. Another one of those 8 o'clock tip-offs tomorrow night at the Kohl Center, and then a 6 o'clock tip Central Time on the road at the Breslin Center in East Lansing on Friday. So this run, and it's not the last time we're going to say this, this run against teams that are ranked. Michigan State certainly looks like the best team in the league. Maryland, though, came in with a fair amount of expectations, and it's kind of playing the part, too. You've got an Anthony Cowan, Jalen Smith, Aaron Wiggins, Bruno Fernando has moved on, but they do have a lot of those guys who won a lot of games last year back again this year.
And I can't help but think what separates Michigan State and Maryland from maybe a lot of teams in the league right now, at least, point guard play, right? I mean, that's the most obvious statement you could possibly make. But there isn't a year where it's any different. It doesn't change. If you have a solid veteran point guard that can get his own shot and get shots for others, you're going to be in pretty good shape. And those are the two best point guards in the Big Ten. Hence, Michigan State and Maryland are the two best teams right now in the Big Ten.
Yeah, no doubt. Another pretty good guard, you and I were talking about it a couple days ago, Xavier Simpson. He can kind of get, it seems like, what he wants, when he wants, how he wants.
And it was no coincidence that when Michigan got on a roll early this year, that Simpson got most of the credit, and that's why the Wolverines just skyrocketed to the top of the AP rankings, because they understand the value in that point guard position. And he's a little bit different than Cowan, and Cowan's a little bit different than Winston, but they all get the job done, and that's the most important thing. And then if you don't have a true point guard, then you got to rely on Greg Gard, in this case, trying to manufacture that type of mentality out of the players that he does have.
Yeah, you mentioned that, with Maryland coming in, Wisconsin and Maryland have had some really, really good games, either, in College Park, some down-of-the-wire games in Madison. They're still a relative newbie in the Big Ten, but they've been around long enough. There's been some pretty good punches thrown on both sides in this series.
And we both had the opportunity when Wisconsin last played in Maryland, every time we go there, just walk around that basketball facility, and there's so much history and tradition. It's just a reminder of this has been a solid big-time program for a lot of years, where football at Maryland is still trying to get back to a certain level of efficiency and success. Ain't the case with basketball. We've always known about Maryland, how good those programs have been historically, and we're seeing it getting a little taste of it since they gotten into the Big Ten.
Yeah, you go back, and it goes back deeper than this, but you think of the old left-hander, Lefty Driesell, Gary Williams, national championship team, actually knocked off Bo Ryan's first team in the second round of the NCAA tournament that year, Mark Turgeon doing big things as well. And then you mentioned the Friday game with the Spartans, and with Cassius Winston, as good as it gets. We wondered, without Langford over the long haul, what kind of an effect it'll have. There's that old line, when Wisconsin many years ago lost Brian Butch late in the season, when your rhythm, your rotation is all set, that gets thrown off late. At least with Langford, they've kind of known the drill all along. But that's still a lot of talent. That's a lot of production that Tom Izzo will not automatically get.
Maybe the only legitimate question you could ask about the Spartans right now is, do they have enough bigs to match up with some of the better teams in college basketball? I mean, Tillman's awfully good, really good. But in the past, when you look at Michigan State, the first thing you saw was this physicality when they were warming up, right? Mm-hmm. And I just don't know if they have that same level of physicality with the players they put on the floor, and that sometimes, can catch up with you once you get into the tournament.
One of the prevailing opinions, get your thoughts on this, is that
right now in college basketball, you've got a lot of evenly matched teams or seemingly evenly matched, maybe no great team. But this is one of those years where the overall talent has dipped a little bit, where it probably makes sense, right? I mean, we've talked about historically good freshmen that have rolled into college basketball the last several years, really, and this might not be one of those years. Doesn't have to be a bad thing, and it's probably not a long-term thing, but do you agree with what some of the national folks are saying?
No, all you have to do is look at how many number one teams got knocked off before even the start of 2020, and it was like a revolving door at the top of the poll, and that just points to, I think, that there are more good teams than really great teams. And I'm not sure there is a great team, right? Maybe by the end of the next 2 months, going into March, we can identify a great team. But if you're talking great team now, I don't see it. I mean, Gonzaga is really a good team, a very good team. Mm-hmm. I'm not trying to play with words here, but I don't think they're a great team.
Yeah, San Diego State, too. I got to be honest, I haven't seen them, but they've... You know, they keep winning game after game. Auburn, we got a glimpse of them in Brooklyn. They haven't played the greatest non-conference schedule. But, yeah, great team, probably not.
No, last week I was infatuated watching Oregon play Arizona. Mm-hmm. Only because of the point guards, you know, Pritchard and Mannion.
Yep.
And just a totally different level of development. And Bill Walton, of course. But you think about a four-year player and Pritchard and Mannion, the highly regarded recruit, mm-hmm. and what they mean to their respective teams. Mm-hmm. And those are good teams, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
And so that's why this tournament could be really exciting, because there are going to be a lot of teams, maybe more so this year, that could make a run than in the past. Because what's the old formula, that there's only six or seven or eight teams that can win a national championship? I don't know if that'll hold true this year.
It'll be interesting. No, I agree with you. It'll be interesting to see, too, because we hear Greg Gard emphasize, it's been emphasized at Wisconsin forever, be tough defensively. And you go all the way back to last year's Final Four, Virginia, Texas Tech playing for all of it. That's what they're known for. Right now, Virginia was very good offensively last year. They have lost that firepower this season. But you're right. In a college basketball environment that we have seen Wichita State, we've seen VCU, we've seen Butler twice last year outside of Michigan State, not really blue bloods. It really sets up to be more of the same, maybe more pronounced this year.
And what happens when you get into March? You're playing a lot of half-court basketball, and that's where your defense has to be good. And it's not as wide open. The possessions are not as abundant as they have been maybe during the course of the regular season. So you have to just eliminate some of the mistakes and errors more so than ever, because then they're compounded in March, it seems like, magnified, if you will. I'm really looking forward to seeing how some of these teams, including Wisconsin, develop over the next 5 weeks.
Yeah.
Right? I got as many question marks, I suppose, as anybody right now.
Yeah.
We've seen some flashes. We just don't know if it's going to be a consistency that they can attain. When does that happen? I don't know. I'm not sure. Everybody's growing up a little bit, and I think getting Micah Potter back now into the rotation, you got to give him some time, give him some space to let him figure out what his role is and everybody else to figure out Micah Potter. And I think as he grows into that role, this will be a better basketball team.
No doubt. Makes the bench a little deeper, makes the team a little bit better. Badgers hosting Maryland tomorrow night, 8 o'clock at the Kohl Center, and then Michigan State on the road Friday at 6. Back in a couple of minutes on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
You know, being a Badger fan is about more than the game. It's about family. That's why you're invited to join the American Family Insurance Badger Fam Club. Visit amfam.com/badgers to become a member. Fam Club members will enjoy exclusive content and be entered for a chance to win the ultimate college basketball championship experience, an all-expenses-paid trip to the basketball championship games. Visit amfam.com/badgers today.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783. No purchase necessary. Get official rules at amfam.com/badgers.
As life grows busier each day, it becomes apparent that we need to focus on the things we value. At Cleary Building Corp, our people are what we value most. From the team hammering nails to our Cleary sales specialists, we trust in their experience and talent. Hi, I'm Sean Cleary. For over 41 years, you have allowed us to protect the things you value, be it storage for your RV and boat, or a building for your business or animals. Let our amazing team protect the things you value. Get the building of your dreams today at clearybuilding.com.
Hi, this is Pat Richter. Oak Park Place offers a community centered around your lifestyle. Time spent enjoying the comforts of your apartment space and with neighbors that have become like family. Choose the fit that is right for you, from independent living to assisted living, memory care, and short-term rehabilitation after a hospital stay. Find independence when you want it and assistance when you need it. Locations on Madison's East Side, the Nakoma neighborhood, Janesville, and Baraboo. Visit oakparkplace.com to learn more about available accommodations in each community setting.
Mr. Baseball Bob Uecker and his pal Tony.
That's quite a grill you got there, Bob.
Yeah, it's kind of cool. You just push a button and the top opens to put on your delicious using her sausage. Push it again and she closes up.
It's like a retractable roof.
You got it, buddy. Sunny days, leave it open. Rainy days, close it up. My brats are always perfect.
Because you got a roof?
No, because they're from Usinger's. The roof looks cool too, though, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Look for Usinger's famous sausage at your local grocer and make your tailgates taste great.
Take a quick check at the other games this week coming up in the Big Ten. In addition to the Badgers and the Terrapins tomorrow night, a couple of the earlier games, Ohio State trying to snap what is now a four-game skid. They'll be on the home court against Nebraska, and Iowa will make the trip to Evanston to take on Northwestern. The Wednesday games, Rutgers at home against Indiana, and Penn State hits the road going up to the Barn in Minneapolis to take on the Minnesota Golden Gophers. Of course, Friday night, you have the Badgers and Michigan State. That's the 6 o'clock game Central Time. The 8 o'clock Central game will be at Carver Hawkeye Arena as Fran McCaffrey's Hawkeyes take on Michigan. And quickly on to Saturday, Ohio State will head to Happy Valley to take on Penn State. Maryland hosting Purdue. Northwestern makes the drive down to Champaign to face the Illini. And Indiana will take on Nebraska in Lincoln. And then on Sunday afternoon, it'll be Minnesota against Rutgers out on the East Coast.
On the Badger Sports Network, this has been the Greg Gard Show, brought to you by Great Dane Pub and Brewing Company, celebrating 25 years and counting. Your official Coaches Radio Show sponsor on the Badger Sports Network. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Badger Sports Network.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.